our VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. We are blessed once again to have Dr. True Ott. He was our co-host last week, and we're now going to be updating the latest on the coronavirus. We had planned on having Carl on today, but something came up, so he's not able to be interviewed today. So me and True are taking over here. Welcome, True, again.
Well, thank you so much, Renee. I'm talking too much.
I lost my voice. But, it's a real disappointment not to have him on, Carl on with us tonight. So we'll just make it happen. We've got a real echo happening, unfortunately. We're in the same room happening here. And
I'm going to the bedroom. Okay, we're going to make this happen here. We're going to make this happen. So I'm sure everybody's wanting to know what is going on with this coronavirus. And the propaganda, the scamdemic, they're continuing, of course. So we have an update show for you for sure. And I know True's the man that can give us the latest and the greatest information.
Well, that's good. That's very helpful. Okay, golly. So just picking up on what Carl Schwartz said last week, and I got to tell you, he's amazing. The information he gave, those of you that are listening live and didn't happen to pick up the show from last Monday, Renee, it's what we call in the industry is called radio gold. The people I've sent this out to in my network, and we're talking about international and so, I mean, a lot of heavy hitters in Germany, Italy, in Milan, Italy, they are fully aware of Carl and fully aware of what he's doing. And he checks out very, very, very well. Okay. So I want to just say that up front that he's the real deal. I'm concerned why he is not on the show today. There's something came up. That's never a good thing, especially when you're out whistleblowing in the way he's been whistleblowing. Okay. I'm concerned about that. But we've talked a little bit this morning in person. This is either the Father's work, either it's God's work or it is not. If it's not, we need to rely on our own devices and have a little bit of concern that way. But if it's Father's work, he knows, and he's got it covered. So I'm not going to spend any energy and time on that. What I sent in emails to Carl to talk about on the show today, let's just press forward, Renee, with that as a dialogue between you and I, because it really is important to understand there's the propaganda that's happening is such that you look at the areas that have kind of spared a lot of the problems associated, you know, as far as infection rates. Utah was a very, very low infection rate. So was Arizona. But there are certain parts of Arizona, like the Hopi and Navajo reservation, that were extremely hard hit. But Nevada was almost completely unscathed. Now we see in the month of June, the numbers showing, oh my goodness, more and more daily confirmed cases of COVID. And it's causing people to really panic, at least here in Utah. People I've talked with, oh my goodness, we got to shut the state down again. There are always those people who say, we need to shut it down. We need to stop it. The other half of, or maybe less than half of the population say, no, we need to be normal as much as we can. We can't be fear-based, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a real divisive line. People either say it's a hoax or a scamdemic or a plandemic, or they're right along the party line and saying, no, we got to do exactly what we're told. We We've got to wear masks. We've got to social distances. We've got to shut down businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a really demarcation line happening here, and it's causing more and more people to become, shall we say, polar opposite to the point of even wanting to fight each other. This is happening, and it's not just in this arena of health, but also in the racial tensions that are sweeping the nation, you know, the Black Lives Matter. All of this is not accidental, I submit. Nothing chaotic like this happens by accident. It's all by pre-planned scripting. And I'm here to tell you that's what's happening here. Now, do you want to add anything to that, April?
I just want to say amen, because I absolutely agree. It's totally, you know, Satan's children, Lucifer's children behind it all. And it's all propaganda. And I know you're going to be given the detail, but ultimately we both know the ultimate goal is to force vaccinate everyone. And these people, the same people wearing the mask everywhere, are going to be the same people lining up for their shot.
Yeah, and that's what really it's all about, propaganda. Propaganda going back to the playbook, if you will, of the Nazis. And I hate to draw those comparisons, but it's really what's happening. Probably the prime Nazi propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, said it best, and he says it's utilizing the official newspapers and radio back then. Tell the people enough lies often enough and have it the same orchestrated lies. People will not only eventually believe it, but will embrace it and will defend it. And that's what happened with the German people. The German people, keep in mind, as a whole, were, you know, Germany was a Christian nation. I mean, this is what's so problematic. Here we have, during the Great War, the trenches of World War One, we had Christian Austrians, Christian Germans fighting the Christian Belgium, and a miracle happened on Christmas Eve in the first year of that Great War. I mean, they were shooting each other, and, you know, poison gas hadn't really hated seeing it yet. It was not really a big death toll. It was a good-sized death toll, but it was manageable. So what happened on Christmas Eve? Peace broke out. Why? Because a German lieutenant, an officer, held it, began singing the very popular on both sides of the trenches, the song Silent Night. Silent Night began, it began, a flash mob broke out. The Allies began to want to sing louder and sing it all, and before long, peace broke out, and brave Germans and reluctant Allies put down their arms, came out on Christmas morning, exchanged gifts, began to play soccer, football together, began to share photographs, began to have camaraderie as Christians should. And by golly, if the powers that be, the generals and leaders, hadn't gotten mad and submarined it, there would have been complete peace. Peace broke out among the common people, and it's an untold story about what happened in the first December, the first Christmas of World War One, the Great War. But I say this because the people of Germany were largely a Christian nation. They weren't the evil czarist horde that wants to stamp out Christianity. No, they've been manipulated, you see, by Goebbels to accept a lie under Hitler. And this is the same thing happening, in my opinion, here in America. The mainstream media takes half-truths, twists them, they get an official script, whether it's television, whether it's newspaper, and radio even to a large part. And all the people hear all the time is how terrible it is, how nasty things are, how we're all going to die from this pandemic. You see, to have a pandemic, you've got to have panic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the root word. And panic is simply people's irrational fears taking control. And you do it through propaganda to create fear and panic. And a pandemic is exactly the same thing. Now, why is this important Renee, it's simply this. Fear, to me, the word fear is a four-letter word. It's an acronym. F-E-A-R is an acronym meaning false expectations appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
False expectations appearing real. So if people believe that there is this highly toxic, highly transmissible killer virus on the loose, well, that's something that's unknown to them for the most part. They believe the white coat medical establishment. They believe the Dr. Fauci's of the world when they see President Trump bring him out and the CDC scientists and their white robes coming out and saying, look, we've got to stop this. Here's what we have to do. And then we have this spreading across the pond, across the world, and before long, everybody's embracing it. That's how you create a pandemic, even though when you objectively analyze the numbers, it's really not any really different than the seasonal flu. But you see, if you take and have people with congestive heart failure or cancer patients die, and then they come and test them for virus, coronavirus in the body, they can all just greatly amplify that death toll. And that's what's happening here. Without a doubt, that is what has happened to this point. Now, I got to go back to the basics. What is a virus? The word virus is Latin. It simply means poison. That was made when it was discovered in 1938. There's this little tiny little critter that we see this in sick people, so it's got to be a poison. They call it a virus. But since 1938, thanks to honest researchers in such places like Dresden, Germany in the 1920s and into the 1930s, into the 40s, by golly, they understood that the viruses are not to be feared, because what are they? Oh, my goodness, the virus is simply your very own ribonucleic acid. It's called messenger RNA, and or even your very deoxyribonucleic acid, your DNA, that's surrounded by protein sheets. And these protein sheets work around your very own genetic material to create a cleanser. The virology studies I have researched and became a part of in my worldview as a naturopath in Dresden, Germany, in Munich, Germany, the epicenter of homeopathy under Dr. Pauling, who was my mentor, Dr. Linus Pauling. Wow, we should never fear viruses. When we see viruses in a microscope and we identify the virus, specific virus gene code, because keep in mind, a virus is DNA wrapped around a protein, right? We can either see one of two things. It's either a chimera virus, which means it's foreign to the body and it's manufactured in a laboratory, right? HIV is a chimera virus. It's a blending of bovine leukemia DNA from cows mixed with sheep DNA. That's what HIV is. It's a lab-created toxin. Okay, West Nile virus, WNV, it's the same thing. It's a chimera. It's a lab-created virus. SARS, which was just cataloged in 2003, SARS now is what they're saying. We have now a SARS-2. It wasn't a natural occurring genetic modification. It's a laboratory-created virus. Or so the official story goes. SARS-1 was cataloged in 2003 and officially in the database of the NIH in 2005. Why is this important to understand? Renee, it's very simple. If you cannot take a blood sample from an infected or sick person and through the blood sample analyze and find the specific virus involved, you're not fulfilling what's called Dr. Koch's postulates, which are needed in order for the world to declare a pandemic. If you have no postulate and nor specific pathogen, viral or bacterial or otherwise, you have a fake, false pandemic. This is what's happening. My colleagues in Germany And as Dr. Carl said last week, I shouldn't say Dr. Carl, he's just a Carl. That makes it even better, but actually. But Carl was saying is simply this, you know.
No leverage over his head.
Yeah. There's just no proof of any epidemiologist report. I mean, hard proof as far as studies of cadavers to find any, quote, novel virus showing up. There's no SARS-2. They can find it. They're finding a plethora of coronavirus structures that are somehow a little bit more virulent, and they're actually finding a bacteria, a tuberculin bacteria that they postulate may be coming in with toxic vaccinations. That's what Carl said last week. It's definitely what caused the initial death rate was toxic vaccines that were issued to basically primarily your high at-risk patients in nursing care facilities, underlying medical conditions, and or people like cancer patients as recovering have really low immune systems. This trivalent and even a quadrivalent vaccine was actually given. And if you do the toxicology and the epidemiology, you trace it back to, again, the vaccinations. Now, what do we have right now? Well, we see reports from the mainstream media about a new wave, a second wave happening in Florida, a huge wave in my home state here in Utah that's putting our governor under the hot seat. The epidemiologist here in Utah, Dr. Dunn, has called for a complete and total shutdown of everything in Utah. I mean, from businesses to restaurants to you name it, restricting except for gas, you know, going and getting your car filled with gas and essential services. That's what she's calling for. Why? Because 600-700 people a day are testing positive now, where they were, it's much higher than it was even back in the early days in early March. Well, why are people afraid? People should be afraid if out of that 600 a day average positive testing, if there were 10% mortality like there was back in 1918, 1919, we're talking what is 10% of 600? Come on, do your math. That's a question.
Very little.
Okay, I won't put you on the spot. 10% of 600 is 6. It's 60 deaths.
60, okay? Yes.
60. Okay. 60 deaths per day. All right. Let's do a 10 day period. That's 600 deaths in 10 days. Correct.
So, yep.
Okay, that's a problem. That is something that, okay, we could overwhelm the hospitals, or overwhelm the mortuaries. It is a problem. No, no, no. What are we seeing here in Utah and in Arizona and in Florida with all this spike, the second wave? We see less than 1%. We actually 0.06 mortality. And those people that are dying are people with compromised immune system that are 80 or so years old with multiple problems in nursing, long-term nursing care facilities. It's not your vibrantly healthy, active 30-year-old, okay, or kids. I got to tell our listeners, we had a fun day yesterday, did we not? We're here together in Utah. Mm-hmm. I took you and your assistant Miriam, and she's a sweetheart, by the way. I took her on a sightseeing tour after we went through a church service yesterday. We went and saw the high mountains of Uinta Mountains, and it was kind of a fun time. But the three of you were in my back seat with my little 5-year-old granddaughter, and I'll tell you what, my little granddaughter is like, she's your biggest fan. She wants to go home with you. They loved
We'll
her.
take her.
You guys had so much fun laughing. I mean, it was just, my wife Joan was in the front seat of me. She says, she was like, what is going on back there with those three kids? It was fun. I mean, laughing.
You have to come as a child, yep.
Okay, laughter is the best medicine. You guys had just a lot. Well, I don't know what you were doing, and I don't care because it was too fun for them. But anyway, it goes back to the point is you can't stop living, right? You've got to enjoy life and not be afraid and fear-based. And this is what's happening to too many people in America right now. It's sad for me to watch to see America just self-destruct because of fear. 0.1% mortality. Now, that's just in people that are infected. If you equate that out to the entire population of Utah or Florida or Arizona, it's minuscule. Here's the statistics speaking. There was a study done just last week in Stanford University, I mean, Stanford Research Institute, and UCLA labs. They calculated the odds, folks, your odds of contracting COVID. Odds of contracting COVID is 1 in 400. Your odds of dying from COVID are 1 in 8,000. Your odds in being involved in a car accident is 1 in 50. Your odds of dying in a car accident is 1 in 4,000. You're double more likely to die in your lifetime from a car accident, double, twice as likely to die in a car accident than you are to die from COVID.
Unbelievable.
It's a fact. And now since this thing is like going away, the odds are even higher. Stanford did this study as of middle of May, May 15th. So, Renee, why are the governors of all of our different states not shutting down the freeways and saying, it's unsafe to travel on this highway? You're twice as likely to die than you are to COVID. Why are they shutting down our businesses for COVID? See, it's irrational. The fears are irrational. My goodness, people. Now,
I know. It was actually such a blessing to when we first came in town, Miriam and I, because we had gone to a Walmart or something to pick up something. And it was like one person to 20 wearing a mask. And I was so excited because the states we've been, you know, traveling through from Florida, predominantly people have been, you know, succumbed to the propaganda. And it was nice. And that was just 2 weeks ago. Now they're being told they have to wear them. So the change is just so... it's expedient. It's mind-blowing.
They're messing with the wrong people here in Utah, because believe me, it's waking up a lot of our conservative base. Utah is painted red for a reason. You know, we love our freedoms out here, and it's not just me. You start overreaching government. I call her Miss Dunce, not Miss Dunn. I shouldn't be derogatory with that. She's a good person.
Hey, we have to find humor in this, true. We have way too much reality Father's bringing us to not laugh about it.
An epidemiologist, because they're just not looking at this rationally, in my opinion, okay? She'd probably call me Dr. Ought Not, you know, or Dr. Snot. I don't care. But
you're Dr. True.
We don't want to call names, but the bottom line is this, Renee, and you got to look at this rationally, okay? And I keep saying this, again, this is from the naturopathic worldview, which is my worldview, and I'm sure it's yours as an educated alternative health practitioner, which, you know, you're taking on and let's give credit to Gary. His anniversary of his death is 1 year from today, as you were saying. He's done a great job and a great work in exposing people to the truth about what the cell is going on in your cell. I mean, man, you got it. He's nailed it. He's exactly right on. It's toxicity, toxins creating a toxic world. Because what the work of Gary has done, as you can attest, is really an extension of the terrain theory, right, of Antoine Beauchamp versus Louis Pasteur. Beauchamp nailed it. It's all about the terrain. I mean, the cell of the terrain, cell of the body is your terrain. And we are water-based beings. And if our water in our cell tissues, our cells themselves, is contaminated and toxic, well, so was our entire organism in our body. Now, I say that, and I give honor to Gary and the work he's done and the work you're going and proving up on as well. Because here's the key thing I want. Mm-hmm. I want to shout this from the rooftops. I cannot shout this loud enough. If I was an angel with a loud trump, I would be trumpeting it. Trump, listen, Trump, trumpet this, okay? My goodness, you cannot catch a virus. I cannot say this loud enough, because the root propaganda lie, the adversary's big lie, is to make people believe a virus is highly transmissible. That is a huge lie. Now, if you understand the reasons why, under a naturopathic / terrain theory worldview, you understand it makes total logical sense. And it's verifiable through many, many, I mean, talking hundreds of independent studies. Let me give you an example. As I said in the first part of the show, a virus is simply your DNA, or in some cases, foreign DNA, whether it's maybe a bat. You know, a bat has a virus. Bat has many viruses. Bats are amazing things to study because they're virus factories. Okay? We're told from the initial start, oh, this Wuhan virus came because some people ate some bat soup. They consumed some bat soup that had viruses in it, and that's where it began. Red flag right there, folks. Here's why. Bat virus, bird virus, pig viruses are a little different, but sheep, goats, dog parvoviruses. And have you ever heard of a person dying of a dog parvovirus? Even though the dog may come up and lick your face and even put some spit in your mouth, you won't get a parvovirus from a dog. Why? Because it's not genetic specific to you. Okay? The laboratory can take a bat virus and break it down, its genetic components, and do the same thing they do with genetically modified organisms, GMOs, start splicing in DNA from humans and trying to make an ultimate killer weapon. But so far, they've been really unsuccessful. Why? They can make this chimera lab virus, but they can't make it transmissible. In other words, it can't, to the size and particle size of the virus, it cannot penetrate your epithelial cilia defense line. Is like the Siegfried line of your defenses. Your nose, okay, your cilia, your microscopic hairs throughout your nose and into your throat. Those are pulsating at amazing 100 times a second. It's so fast. And any type of virus that comes in contact with your epithelial are immediately shattered because they're so tiny. Viruses are extremely small compared to a bacterium. Imagine a basketball versus a BB, right? That's the size. A bacteria being a basketball, a virus being a tiny little BB, you know, like Red Ryder BB guns. That's the difference. So imagine, okay, if you put up around your nose a chain link fence, this is a big example, that chain link fence will block and stop a basketball from hitting you in the nose and getting you a nosebleed like Marcia Brady, okay? The football in the nose. A chain link fence will stop that. But Marcia Brady couldn't stop, a chain link fence would not stop a BB from thumping her in the nose. That's the same analogy as a mask. A mask will never stop a BB-sized virus. I mean, it blows my mind that epidemiologists and even doctors are so blatantly ignorant about this. And it's because there are some doctors that have tried to say, it's ridiculous. Why do you think Fauci and the Surgeon General, forget his name, came out initially and said, this is a virus. The masks are worthless. They know that. But then the epidemiologists and the folks at the CDC said, but wait a minute. Look, if you wear masks, there is less incidence of viruses. It's shutting it down. And so people like Angela Dunn in Utah and other epidemiologists say, we got to mandate masks to be worn. Ms. Dunn, hello. Do you really think a BB can get through, you know, you stop by a chain link fence? No.
Yeah, it's totally being, you know, propaganda. The whole thing is based on the enemy. I mean, there's no question. That's why I know, Drew, this battle's way too big for you and I, because so many people are complying to the lie. And it's totally from the pit of hell, the gates of hell, Bill and Melinda Gates. They're the leaders. I mean, this is where it's coming from. And it's only going to, you know, get worse, unfortunately, until, you know, our creator, who we work for, obviously our wisdom comes from him. And this battle's way too big. I mean, I know that from the beginning of my daughter's death. I mean, even before I met Gary, that, you know, this, it's not our battle. I mean, this is Father's battle, and we don't fight against flesh and blood. And, you know, we have to just trust that he's going to, you know, step in eventually. But in the meantime, we're going to have to, unfortunately, watch 10,000 fall to one side and another 1,000 to the other. And we have to keep moving forward here, you know?
You're right. You're right. Exactly. Thanks for that. But let's look at the positive side of mask wearing. Can we do that for a while? Because there are viable studies that show that people with compromised immune systems that have, like, they're able to trigger asthma and whatever. I have a friend who's asthmatic, and during times, especially in the wintertime when there's large particulate matter in Utah's air, we have a lot of inversion and smog, her lung doctor said, when you have to go out, you should wear a mask because it blocks a lot of your particulate matter coming into your lungs. And she did that, and she hardly ever needed to use her inhaler. And again, she didn't have any asthma attacks. There was no triggering of that. And so she loves them. She has her mask. That's all good. That's all what's what they're designed for. That's why they make masks. Okay? Now, and I want people to look at this logically. The viruses cannot go, there's nothing to protect you from viruses, because the whole lie is that this is caused by viruses, you know, the germ theory. You're breathing in these viruses. They're highly transmissible through the vapor droplets from your, when you breathe in and out. Oh, you're breathing out these toxic viruses. That's the lie. That's the BS lie. The lie is simply, see, they don't want to tell you that your own body produces viruses, especially corona-type viruses. Coronaviruses are unique to human beings. Here's the truth. In my virology textbook of naturopathy, which I studied as my doctorate degree, there's maybe more, but there's been 7 very common corona-type viruses. Top of the list is something called NL93. NL93 is a coronavirus that is produced at the cellular level for one reason only, and that's to cleanse the cells, primarily the lung tissue, from inhaled toxins and pathogens. Now, why is this important? See, the testing kit that the CDC is putting out is having people test for a corona structure, not the SARS-2 specifically. That's the key. What they're testing for is people come in, oh, I have a little low-grade fever. I'm feeling a little lethargic today. Just to be safe, I better be tested. Or I came in contact with somebody through the tracing on my cell phone. I was notified by the health department. I need to be tested or go into quarantine, right? So they do a swab of the throat and the nose, which is the exact same swab testing that Ancestry DNA would take to measure your DNA and give you a full DNA workup, by the way. And they put it on this little machine that's tied in by Wi-Fi to the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. And they amplify the DNA on the swab, a certain part of that DNA structure. They amplify it by a pulse to determine how many coronaviruses your body has produced. That's how they're testing. you go above a certain threshold, you have a positive analysis. And you're coronavirus positive. Now, they're not lying to you. You are coronavirus positive, but that's a good thing. That means your immune system is working right, and your body is producing coronavirus to cleanse out from other pathogens. Now, I sent out this. I have over a dozen independent analysis tests of this, studies showing what triggers asthmatics, for instance, what triggers the extreme inflammation on certain individuals when they breathe in, like things like smoke inhalation, or, heaven forbid, mold, certain molds. Ah, but the biggest trigger is seasonal allergies. Pollen in the air. Ah, grass clippings. Hay fever. You buy a hay field, guess what? You're going to be breathing in a ton of hay pollen. It triggers an immune response in your body called a cysteine storm. Your body starts producing histamines. And your nose starts running, and you start sneezing, and your eyes start swelling, and you start, oh, my goodness, have itching eyes. So you go to an over-the-counter drugstore and get some antihistamines, and it helps the symptomology. But see, eventually, and this is what the studies show, in 20% roughly of the population on any given, it doesn't matter your DNA structure at all, on any given day, 20% of the population are going to start producing coronaviruses to aid with the alleviation of the inflammation and the removal of the pathogenic molds and or hay fever allergens, free pollen. Another good example. It's a plethora of pollens that start blooming in June. Hello, people. You take...
Yes, back to the intelligence of the body. That's the whole thing. I mean, you know.
Yeah. You take 6,000 people, run a DNA analysis, and run them through the coronavirus testing protocol. Oh, yeah, 20% of the people are going to show positive to coronavirus. It doesn't mean they've caught a deadly virus. It means their bodies are working correctly. And that's what's happening here in Utah. Okay, they test just over 3,400 people tested on Friday, for example. And the news gets played right in. Of those 3,400 people tested, 640 tested positive. We've got a pandemic second wave here, people. We've got to shut this state down. Are you kidding me? No. Stop it. Unbelievable. If you take the exact same testing protocol, Renee, and you did it 5 or 10 years ago, you'd find the same things. But the numbers are just showing that people are, it's normal. It's absolutely part of the human experience. But see how they twist it? Look at the mortality in Utah. Last 3 weeks, we've had, the last 3 days, one person has died out of over 1,800 positive tests. The one death, again, it's tragic, 85-year-old individual who died in her sleep and was tested positive for COVID. A coronavirus. Yeah, her body was working. She was under stress. She had a lot of toxins in her body, so her body's going to start producing coronavirus. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's natural and normal. Deaths are tragic. But man, is the mainstream media manipulating this for an agenda? And if you don't understand it, you're going to be victimized by it. Okay?
You're going to be a victim to the vaccination, because like I said, the ones that are wearing the mask and are listening and blindly trusting the media, I mean, they're going to be the first to line up for their coronavirus vaccine. It's just insane. And I really want to, we have another, you know, how many minutes? We got 15 more minutes, but I want to really explain to the audience too, how, you know, Father bringing you and I back together. I am just so excited because we have solutions here. already my husband's foundational 21-day cleanse, our home cellular equipment I've talked about on past shows, but now True, Dr. True, has brought me the cleanest of the cleanest water that is, whenever you're ready, I want to cover that a little bit, that I'm so, me and Miriam are so excited about, because I knew Father was going to raise this ministry to a higher level because he gets all the glory, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger, the body knows what to do. We're just his wellness ministers. I've said this a million times. And, but also the Magi, I really want people to understand the things that we're doing together and how people listening, if you want the solutions, we are the ministry. We are the ones working for Father to show you how to not become a victim to their propaganda, their agenda.
Thank you for that so much, Renee, because this is exactly right. Maybe it's fortuitous that Carl didn't come on today, and we'll bring him on hopefully next week or whenever he can do it. Folks, if you listen to this today and your head is nodding, like not because you're being put to sleep, but because, oh my goodness, this guy makes more sense than anything I've ever heard from Fauci or any of the mainstream media. If what you're hearing and you're agreeing with and you're nodding your head, oh my goodness, yes, it's up to you. You're one person, but you know 10 people. You know 15, maybe 20 people. I mean, if you really have a lot of people that like you, you might know 100 people. You must share this information. That's how we make a difference. We're not an MSNBC or a CNN or a ABC. You know, we're the public grassroots network, CRN, grassroots network. That's us. Okay, you got to spread the truth that God has put into your heart because you recognize truth. This is what we're about. We're facilitators. We're not saying anything that's false. No, the refuge of the dark side, Satan, is the refuge of lies. And, folks, a half-truth is a lie. Doesn't matter how it's packaged. The truth is your body is divinely and wonderfully created. And viruses are part of that creation as a God. God produced those to be produced so that you can cleanse out. You don't need to fear them. What you do need to fear is miscreants under this disguise of scientists saying you need to roll up your sleeve and get a toxic shot of really, really harmful viruses shot into you that are foreign to you. That's what the agenda is, folks, because you see, we have no time to go into this. Carl got this really well. That's why he's filing his lawsuits. You see, it is an agenda that people are, it's so dastardly, people tend to say, it can't possibly be that bad. No, it's eugenic agenda. We're going to talk about the Deagle DARPA report. And I guess this may be good news because 2 weeks ago when I first talked to Carl, it was 54 million people resigning in America in 2025. They mysteriously upped that to 100 million Americans. That still means 200 million plus will have to die. But see, that's exactly the numbers that Bill Gates has put out in his World Economic Forum posts. They honestly believe that they need to cut America's population and the UK's, by the way, in Canada proportionally as well. Why? Because we are the biggest consumer of energy. We are the problem with the global change, the global warming, whatever you want to call it, climate change, whatever they want to call it today. The New Green Deal. This is a satanic agenda, folks. That's a hoax, too, by the way. We are not causing the globe to destruct. No. We're not that powerful. Okay? So,
no, we're not. Honest? And it's all written in the book. I mean, Matthew Nolan is just laying it out every week. I mean, he's in the book of Revelation. I think he just started Revelation 12. I mean, he's tying it all into the scriptures of what's going on. And people need to get prepared because it's exciting times to me, True. It really is. I've been waiting 20 years for this. When my baby girl died, I died with her. I literally stopped breathing. And I remember just so clearly, you know, telling Father, I'm not going to breathe unless you make her breathe. You are God. And the message was so clear to me that I had to take a breath, that he loaned me her for 4 years and 10 days. And I had to take a breath, that it was his battle, not mine, to take a breath. So it's very exciting times to me, but we need to wake up everybody. We need to give everybody the solutions to the lies. This is the real news, the real news. And like I said, it's all written in the good book. You know, the depths of the mysteries of the scriptures is what Matthew's coming out with, and it's just amazing. But yeah, so I'm just so excited that you and I are back together, True, because it's just been too long. I mean, since 2007, we're talking about, gosh, a long time since we met.
13 years.
In Kalispell, I remember.
Lucky number. But yeah, I'd just like to reiterate, whatever the enemy has for evil, you know, Yahushua, Jesus, whatever you want to call him, he turns it for good. So there's several
right,
enemies
Yahuwah.
In every cloud. Yahuwah.
Yahuwah, Yahusha HaMashiach, the seven syllables.
Well, I call him Emmanuel, I call him Father. What I mean, there's so many titles, but he is my best friend. And that is the most important thing. And thanks for sharing Gary's story with me in more in-depth today. I hadn't heard that. But, yeah, it's in charge. There's a winnowing out. The threshing floor is happening. Okay, the wheat and the chaff are being separated. It was all the more reason. If you love truth, if you really honestly believe that truth will prevail, you need to share this podcast. You really do. I look at how many times the Carl's thing has been, the interview with Carl has been downloaded, my prior interviews. A couple hundred is not bad, but it needs to be at least 20 to 30,000 or maybe 2 million. Then we can start making inroads. Okay, I challenge any epidemiologist to prove me wrong. I challenged Angela Dunn to a public half-hour debate, let me present for 10 minutes, let her present for 10 minutes, and then we kind of find common ground. She's taking models from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation, and making them act like they're real. She doesn't look at and see the parallels between virus production at the cell level versus contaminant. I want her to, I challenge her. I challenge, publicly challenge any epidemiologist anywhere to show me an independent, and I stress independent, double-blind study that shows viruses are contagious. Let me repeat that. I challenge you, because I've been searching for such a thing for 30 years. It ain't happened. In fact, what I have uncovered is Fort Detrick and other weaponizers have tried to make viruses transmissible, and they have failed at every cent because they somehow can't understand that viruses cannot penetrate the epithelial cilia body lining. Bacteria can, because they're so big. A large number of bacteria can easily overpower your cilia and your epithelial lining and gain a foothold, and you get sick. Okay? Bacterial infections are real. Viral transmissibility is not. And if I'm wrong, show me. Now, there are studies that come out of DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, that are based on simply computerized models. Can you spell Hollywood, the movie Contagion? That's the model. It's not rooted in fact any more than The Wizard of Oz is or Peter Pan. You believe viruses are transmissible, maybe you better believe that Never Never Land is real and that Peter Pan lost his shadow. All right? Just show me. Angela Dunn, show me the freaking virus. I talked to the CDC in February. Have you been over to Wuhan? Have you cataloged? We've got samples. Clear samples of this virus that's so very transmissible. Do you have it that you can show and make a gene plate so we can have blood tests and show? Now, if I'm sick, April, and they come in and the doctor says, okay, I got to find out what's wrong with you, they don't take my blood. First and foremost, if they don't take my blood, I wonder what kind of doctor I'm working with. Right? They can take the blood and analyze, oh my gosh, Dr. Ott, you know, I hate to tell you this, but you've got West Nile virus. Oh, here's the proof. It's in your blood. How did I get West Nile virus? Did I breathe in somebody's breath that had WNV? No, you must have gotten bit by a mosquito. Yeah, I did. I was attacked by mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, you know, penetrate into your blood and inject it into your bloodstream. That's how you catch it. Oh, Dr. Rod, you're sick because you have HIV, and it's almost into full-blown AIDS. You've got to start some interferon and other processes right now. Where did I get it, Doc? Well, you must have been talking to somebody and didn't do social distancing with a couple of gay people that were AIDS patients or HIV positive. No. You see, you cannot catch HIV from getting within a foot of a HIV-infected person or any other virus. Folks, you can't get it. I can't catch rabies from eating bat soup. A rabid bat has got to bite me. So I say to Angela Dunn, hey, Ms. Dunn, if you can't produce the gene clades and the blood test, then you bite me. Bite me, Ms. Dunn. Hey, any of the epidemiologists, you're lying and doing a disservice. So don't sit there and collect your $150,000 with benefit paycheck and act like you're God and telling us how we should live our lives when you can't prove a doggone thing. Bite me. You can't catch a virus, folks.
That's awesome, Chu. You're amazing. And to let the audience know, my husband, you know, the brilliant one, the cellular man, he has the CDs and the book that, you know, has a lot of the information Chu's sharing with you. We are literally blessing people with his wisdom because it wasn't his wisdom. He totally was controlled by the UHS, the University of the Holy Spirit. I'm really putting all this all together. So we have free CDs and books available for anyone that wants to get this just instilled in their body, in their cells, in their mind, in their everything. And now, you know, I pray for mercy because True and I, like I said, have come back together and we're letting Father lead the way here. And we have the solutions, people. We have the solutions, cleansing of the temple, getting the nutrients into our body, the minerals, the water, the cleanest water, the blockage of the 5G True has developed that we'll share more about. We're going to have him on as a guest. I didn't know he was going to be our guest today, but hallelujah. It all happens the way Father plans. Anyway, True, thank you again. And like I said, just anybody contact us. Do you have any final words? Because I've got to do the closing statement now, sir.
How long do we have? A minute? 2 minutes?
A minute. Yeah, minute.
You're going to have this wonderful nurse, Erin, on. She sent me a personal note, by the way. Can I just share her personal note real quick?
Yes, please.
Erin Alzuski, next week? Okay. She's from Florida, right?
Yep.
She says, I'd like to make a quick public service announcement. I'm not sure if my expose brought attention to the state of Florida, but there are sure a lot of eyes on our state. Here are the facts. Florida tests a minimum of 30,000 people per day for our governor, Ron DeSantis. Mary Jo Trepka, professor of epidemiology at Florida International University, doubled down that increased testing is a major factor in the rising numbers. Quote, it's easier to get testing now. Before, the people very, very sick in the hospital were the ones being tested, but not necessarily people who are more mildly ill. Our hospitals, she writes, are not overrun with COVID patients. Our hospitals are busy, yes, but they are busy because the elective surgeries that have not been reopened, and in addition, people are seeking treatments for things they have delayed due to self-quarantine for months on end. This is not rocket science, and you don't need to be a medical professional to understand this.
So
that's
real right.
Pandemic is the insanity of the people willingly handing the government unconditional authority and power to dictate their lives.
That's right. Do not become a victim. Stay on top of these radio shows. We will keep you updated for sure. And we will be having Erin, Dr. Chu just quoted from, as a guest, Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse, has already started that. She actually connected us with Carl even. So we're real excited on how many people are really, you know, speaking forward and speaking truth. And Chu, thank you again. Thank you. We'll probably have you on again next week or the week after we do Erin or whatever. So all in Father's plan. But thank you again, True. We love you.
My pleasure. Love you too. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name and your question. Let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.